Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. My name is Luke Mead, and for the next hour and a half, the most ear-splitting forays into avant-garde psych, noise, and whatever jumps out of the shelves at me. And by the way, if you're a weirdo, give me a shout at 822-2487 if you want to hear anything that makes your ears hurt. We're going to start the first half hour off with Salvatore Martirano, composer, American composer, studied at the University of Illinois, best known for developing the SALMAR construction, an electronic composing performing system that Science Digest called the world's first composing machine. I have in my hands one of the more baffling of his or anyone's compositions, L's GA for Gas Masked Politico, Helium Bomb, and Two Channel Tape. This was released in 1967. The liner notes are some of the more weirder writings I've ever tried to make sense of, if it's necessarily to make sense, and the music is a fine complement to it. It would be naive of me to try and explain this to the listener, so I will do the old sit back, relax, and open your ears and your minds too. There's an audible warp on the record, which the record's pretty warped to begin with, but I mean the music on it, but the record has like an audible kind of to it, and I think it almost adds to this recording. So for the next 24 minutes, Salvatore Martirano's L's GA for Gas Mask Politico, Helium Bomb, and Two Channel Tape.
Battlefield of that war. Given their lives that nation might live. in a larger sense. We cannot dedicate. We cannot consecrate. We cannot hallow this ground. The brave man living and dead. Who struggled here. Have consecrated it far above our full power to add or detract.
Dead the Here to the unfinished work that they have thus far.
So nobly care we on. It is rather for us to be here dedicated.
To the great task remaining before us. To the great task remaining before us. Devotion to that cause, yeah, cause, yeah, for which they here gave their last full measure, yeah, their last full measure of devotion, yeah, devotion.
your guess is as good as mine. I have a feeling I would enjoy that record less the more I understood it. That was Salvatore Martiano with L's GA for Gas Masked Politico, Helium Bomb, and Two Channel Tape, released 1967 on Polydor Records. I'd like to thank my good friend Scott Vrooman for picking this up for me. And Scott, if you're listening, you can be rest assured I'm bringing this over the next DJ party. Believe you me. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, top of the noon to you. We're going to pick it up a notch or two here. Starting off next set of some bodacious detuned rock and or roll. This is one of my favorite albums of this year. And if you listen to the show, you know that. Pterodactyl. Yeah. Brooklyn's Oneida off of Secret Plane, an album released a few years ago with the opening track Treasure Plane. Managed to catch these guys the last time they were in town, and they managed to tear Pat's Pub a brand new anus. Before that, a band who also apparently put on quite a killer show at aforementioned bar. And everyone tells me I should be listening to these guys more. No Age, Weirdo Rippers, this year's release by them. Kind of a compilation of a whole bunch of different singles and releases by them. Two-piece from the LA Skate Art Funk Underground. Yeah, a whole bunch of indie labels. They put them out, all these little singles and stuff like that. And Weirdo Rippers finally put together it all on, it's called Weirdo Rippers, Fat Cat. The name of the track there you heard was Everybody's Down. Before that, Polvo, who are reuniting next year for the All Tomorrow's Parties Festival. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. They're great live. I haven't thought much of them. But if you need to buy one Polvo album, that's the only one you need to celebrate the new dark age. It's nice. It's short. It's flawless. You heard Tragic Carpet Ride there. And then we start you off there with the band that maybe, in my mind, caused Polvo to reunite. Pterodactyl, their debut album, self-titled, on Bra Records, is a slab of complete detuned hillbilly art punk, just like the track you heard there, Chicks Bix, or CHXBX. More electric, kind of more new kind of stuff, more of an electronic vein we're going to take here. We have some more new music here. A band that hasn't only kind of made me go meh in the past, Black Dice. Their newest one, however, has kind of impressed me. It sounds like they've actually come into fruition in terms of listening to one another. And after Black Dice, we'll hear some Eric Copeland, a member of Black Dice. He released a solo album this year entitled For Hermaphrodite. And then you'll hear some authentic, original 1950s electronic composition. However, until then, this is Black Dice with Scavenger. We'll be right back.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, thank you, Spider-Man. Stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we have some uninterrupted music for your listening pleasure. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, special treat. Mr. Frank Rumbletone is on vacation, so therefore we got Motor Daddy coming in to fill in, and it'll just be like old times. Motor Daddy Wednesdays from 3 to 5. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices with our sister station, CJLY. 6:30 this week will be Sam Squatch's Hideaway. All CanCon all the time with Ms. Anita B. 8 o'clock, the best in roots and folk music with Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show, Juice Box with Julia. And 11 o'clock, give me a call, by the way, Hans, if you're listening. I need to talk to you. Hans Klaus's Misery Hour, as always. And I know that the Yuletide season always brings out the sadness in him. So, yeah, keep the dial locked on CITR. Let's go through what you heard there. We started off, there was some Black Dice of their newest one, Load Blown. I don't know if that's a stab at their old record label, Load, whoever. They're now on Fat Cat. Scavenger is the name of the track. Eric Copeland, you heard after that. This gentleman split from Black Dice, doing his own solo endeavors. Hermaphrodite is the name of his recent release. FKD was the name of the track you heard there. But we finished off that track, that set, I mean, with some Toshi Ichinagi. Now, Toshi Ichinagi has had a wonderful and strange and mysterious life. And here it is. He originally, Yoko Ono's first husband. There you go. Who knew? Also, when they lived together in New York, he was actually putting out a whole bunch of very contemporary musical compositions while Yoko was working on her performance art. They eventually did split. When the 1960s rolled around, Toshi started abandoning his more conservative leanings, taking on more of a psychedelic appearance and attitude, particularly in his music. And that was the first kind of introduction to him actually experimenting with psychedelic drugs and instruments. And that was entitled Extended Voices, for Voices with Moog Synthesizer. For more about Toshi Ichinagi and that whole scene, I recommend you check out Jap Rock Sampler, brand new book by Mr. Julian Cope, How the Post-War Japanese Blew Their Minds on Rock and Roll. Jap Rock Sampler, Julian Cope. Check it out online or in finer bookstores, and released now. Very, very, very new. And it's a darn fine read if you're interested in anything remotely experimental and Japanese. We're going to move on to some more noise territory. Just had a good friend drop by last week, Dallas Krushelnicki, to the Noise Heads. He's better known as Green Mist, based out of Brighton, England, now relocated to China. He's still making noise, making tapes out the yin-yang. It's always nice to turn on the cassette deck here in the studio. Don't get a chance to very often. So we'll hear something from Green Mist. We're going to start off, though, with a contemporary of Green Mist, New York's Pruient, off of one of his more recent releases, Black Vase. This track is entitled Silent Mary. We'll be right back. A recently released untitled cassette by Green Mist you heard there. You can check his stuff out on myspace.com/Green Mist. Whole bunch of noise there for you. Before that, some Pruient on Load Records with Black Vase. We're gonna finish up here with our obligatory Nurse with Wound track. Not Nurse with Wound track, but off the band, off of the Nurse list. Recently acquired Cluster 71, Cluster's very first release, basically setting the stage for the real experimental electronic scene that bands like Noi and Kraftwerk started picking up on afterwards. No titles given. There are only, I love the track listings because it's only the times of the songs. The one thing we're going to be hearing right now is, excuse me. Sorry, I had to reach and grab it here. The track we're going to hear is just simply titled 1543, which is exactly how long the song is. It'll work perfectly for wrapping up the show. It's been reissued on a label by the name of Four Men with Beards. Looking at their catalog, it's quite impressive. So keep an eye out for that if you like anything weird or experimental. Cluster 71, we'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. And yeah, enjoy. We'll be right back. possibly on the furthest edge of German space rock. I give you Cluster from their debut release, Cluster 71, better known as Musik Kosmisch, Dieter Möbius and Hans Joachim Rodelius. And that's been re-released on 180-gram vinyl. Four Men with Beards is the name of the label. And it can be found at finer record stores everywhere. And that just about does it. Wow, it just flew by today. I never feel like I have enough time. But I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week, we will be off the air, preempted for, well, it's Christmas and everything like that. Christmas Boxing Day. We will be doing, CITR will be doing a 17-hour extended Christmas loop that you will hear for 2 days. It's kind of like how Channel 4 does that fireplace, log on the fireplace thing. This is our audio version of it, but guaranteed it will be twisted and weird and all things CITR, so don't hesitate to keep it locked over your holiday season. And from myself, I wish you, the listener, a very, very happy holiday, whatever your denomination celebrates. And until a couple weeks from now, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the ballroom of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
As I went out one morning to breathe the air around Tom Paine, I spied the fairest damsel that ever did walk in chains.